SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Man, does Dwayne Wade have to be good at everything this guy does? He is very good on TV even, too, huh? Good thing about Dwayne Wade is he doesn't hold back on TV. He really doesn't, you know what I mean? He does bring it. So give props to Dwayne Wade's work on television. It's funny, too, because you can tell, like, Shaq has disdain for Charles Barkley. You know, I think they like each other, but they don't in one of those weird ways type thing. Like, I'm sure if they put them in a room together and they drank, like, it would get kind of ugly. But you can tell, like, Shaq loves Dwayne Wade. Like, it's just different. He can't drop it. You never won a title before. You never won. Right? You can't drop that on him, right? Dwayne Wade's won a bunch of times. So Dwayne Wade can say whatever he wants. And he does a good job with it. So, yeah, no moral victories for the Lakers. But, yeah, you know what? They actually can build on that. All right, so Luka Doncic tonight finishes with 25 points. His prop was 31.5. He did not get there this evening. LeBron does not get there. He got to 26. They both fell just short. And amazingly enough, the game ends up landing on a 5 spot. Raptors didn't cover, and we really didn't think they would. It was kind of one of these weird games. You beat a team by 36 points, man, and you play them the next night. It's going to be your human nature to think you're going to smoke them again. And it's going to be other teams' human nature not to get smoked again. And that's what happened tonight. But the Raptors found a way to win a basketball game, and we are now 3 wins away from cashing our season win total, which is a pretty sweet bet to cash this early in the season, right? Man, it was 36.5, one of the softest numbers on the board. There were a couple of other soft NBA futures as well. You know what? That's one regret I have. I try not to live in the past too much and have too many regrets, but one betting regret I have is I didn't start playing more futures anymore. I've always been too impatient for them. But I've had a new way of looking at betting on futures. Basically, I used to think, like, man, I'm not waiting for this. I'm not. Who knows when you're going to be alive in a year from now, right? I'm not waiting 7 months. Right? That used to be my deal. Now, it's like one of those deals. It's like they said, if you make a mistake, you make a mistake with a hand grenade, you'll never know. Don't worry about it. Right, so you bet the futures, and if you're around and they cash in after, they cash. If you're not, then hey, you don't know. you won't know about it. But yeah, there's a lot of NBA, the NBA win totals. There are a lot of soft NBA win totals. The next futures we have up on the board, we hit them with Steve Merrill a little bit, with the College Basketball Conference Tournament futures. And in every conference, we're going to go over each conference before we're done. This week, we'll start to jump in as the tournaments really start here. And in each one, there's always going to be a dog or two that are definitely going to be worth a look. All right? A lot of favorites don't care about conference tournaments. Some do, though. Some do. It's the Late Night Anger Management class. How angry are you? Well, evidently, if you're a baseball fan, you're pretty angry right now. Shocking developments as the Major League Baseball owners have shut down the beginning of the season. Now, I think there's a little bit of over-dramatism going on here right now with everybody. And I was thinking about this as well, too, with baseball. Like, why do people, like, you know, they wax poetic about it, they get sentimental about it, and they start talking about their parents and childhood memories and all this type of stuff. And I think it's exactly that. Like, baseball is lucky that there's still people around that actually like the game as children. Because if you're just sort of a casual, you're not a big baseball guy, you didn't grow up on the sport, you know, you didn't go to games as a kid and all that type of stuff, then quite frankly, I don't really think you care whether Major League Baseball is playing or not. And all the talk about, well, they're destroying the game and all this, and the fans won't going to go back. Yeah, whatever, dude. Fans will always go back, all right? That's like saying you're never going to drink again because you're hungover the next day. It's like, you know, saying you're never going to drink again on New Year's Day after partying on New Year's Eve. Of course you are. But what Major League Baseball is doing is they are hurting themselves. I'm not going to say they're destroying themselves. They kind of are destroying the game when we get into what they want to do with the minor leagues and all that type of stuff, but that's another conversation. Jason B. Takafin will join us tomorrow. We'll get into this. But what they are doing, and something people don't talk about this, is who benefits the most from this? Like, if you are, you know what I mean? If you are in the sports world right now, the NHL, the NBA. So, like, not only are you hurting your own sport, you're actually making other sports bigger. Like, if you think about it. Because suddenly, well, the networks don't have baseball to show. So, hey, let's you know, there's only so much you can talk about labor, like, coverage, right? Oh, the labor negotiations. Nobody cares. People get fed up with this stuff. And, you know, after a while, they're just like, whatever. You're going to play or not, right? It's one of those type of deals. So, if you're the NBA... I'm not saying Adam Silver would come out and publicly say, yeah, it's good for us that there's no baseball, but it's good for them there's no baseball. It's good for Gary Bettman and the NHL that there's no baseball. So you're just empowering your competitors. LeGarrette Blount joins us next. What? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. I am Morenci, breaking it down SoCal style. The mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the great LeGarrette Blount throwing it down with us. And we brought up Kyle Turley briefly early, LeGarrette, and I was thinking, I ran into Kyle as well on Media Row, and me and him go way back, actually, from like the gridiron greats. And man, this guy's been fighting for everything, right? For the concussions, for players with concussions, to the legalization, to CBD, etc. I mean, you guys have a ton in common, and you also have something in common. You both get asked about and are known for like a single play so much, right? And I tell you a story. So Kyle Turley goes through his helmet, right? He's in a hotel bar, bro. Michael Jordan, of all people, walk up to him and say, can I get a picture? And he starts telling his friends, this is the guy that threw the helmet. I wanted to ask you, I'm not asking you about what happened with Boise. I wanted to ask you, does it piss you off at all or bother you that you've won 3 Super Bowls, you've had the illustrious career that you've had, and people want to talk about one stupid punch? Juwan Howard punched someone last week, bro. No one cares. It's over, right? They ask you about this for 25 years.
Yeah, it definitely does get annoying. Nonetheless, you know, I kind of expect it. It gets annoying whenever you get people to asking that question, you know, all the time, everywhere you go, or, you know, just to be remembered for that one single incident, you know, because it was shown so many times and you know, played so many times, talked about for so long to where, you know, it's kind of stuck, you know, so, you know, the media did its job.
Yeah, well, we know how the media can work, so I ain't asking you about it. That's what I want to ask you about. That was it. If it pisses you off, the people ask you about it. That's it. I want to ask you about this because you are, man, you were a badass. You're a champion. You've been around so many great coaches and players. What do you think about the Kyler Murray situation right now, that his agent's sending public letters out? We're in March, bro. The combine's starting. This guy's complaining about his contract right now. He's still under contract. Didn't play great in the playoff game. And you know, I don't have a problem with guys getting paid, bro, like at all. So I'm not like anti-Kyler getting paid or anything like this. But the way he's handling it, you know, you're a vet in the National Football League. What would you tell him if you were his teammate? Yo, bro, chill out. This isn't good handling this. It's not going to work out. Handling it publicly, it's not good for anybody. Or do you just kick back and let the kid do his business? What's your take on that?
I think that now guys are in a lot more position of power to kind of handle their own destiny. I haven't kept up with how he's dealing with the situation, but if his agent is doing that, I don't think that's the right way to deal with it for sure. I think that they definitely should deal with it the right way. And I think it's just kind of come to work, grind your butt off, you know what I'm saying? Show that you care, show that it's not just about the money, show that you want to be here, you want to be a part of this team and a part of this organization. Like, you know, I want him to show me these things. If I'm the Cardinals organization, I want him to show me these things. Like, that's what I want to see. But don't worry, because obviously you're going to get paid, whether it's by us or by anyone else. Like, you're going to get what you're asking for. But just, you know, obviously just be patient. We got to, you know, work on what we got to work on. And, you know, we'll get there. I mean, I don't know if the franchise tag is available to him at this point. But, I mean, you got guys that are sitting out, with, you know, that are franchise tagged. So I guess this is just something you want to tread lightly, because, again, he is one of the most dynamic and prolific quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's not, you know what I'm saying, discredit that.
Now, it's pretty crazy, isn't it, compared to when you played? It's almost like the NFL quarterbacks and guys are sort of trying to NBA this thing, right? Like, before, man, it was sort of like, you know, sit down and shut up, man. What are you talking about, right? You're one player on the team. Now, like, you look at Aaron Rodgers. Now they're worried that the Packers upset Aaron Rodgers because they put him in promotional material for the upcoming season. He's under contract, LeGarrette. So what, are we to the point now where you got to apologize for putting a dude's face on a poster if he's actually under contract? Like, it's sort of like the NBA, where guys want to just sort of move around a little bit and stuff. What do you think about this right now? Are you down with this, that players sort of have this power right now, or is it a negative for their teams?
I mean, I think the players that need to show, I think the guys that have to show, you know, the example and show their power nowadays, they are, you know, the Pat Mahomes, you know, the guy, you know, the Lamar Jacksons, and, you know, those guys are the guys that are kind of setting the tone right now as far as that. I think a lot of these guys should follow suit, man, because these are going to be the players of the future, you know. And like I said, man, you didn't have a lot of guys that had that much control over what they can handle and what they cannot handle in their football career. Usually, you just kind of, if it's over, it's over. They cut you or they trade you or they whatever. So, like I said, man, I think it's cool to see these guys with this kind of power. But if they know that A-Rod not coming back and he know that he's not coming back, you know, that, you know, I understand if he felt some type of way. But if not, then, you know, if they trying to squash the beef, then it means no harm, no foul, right?
LeGarrette Blount with us. LeGarrette, just a couple more questions before we get you out of here. Why was every Super Bowl you were in was just crazy and whacked out, man? Like, that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. Every Super Bowl, just absolutely crazy that you were in. What's it like when you watch Super Bowls now still? Like, do you still get that? Like, do you get flashbacks? Do you get a rush before? Or do you think, man, I'm glad I'm not in this, man? I got no pressure on me today.
Nah, I'll be like, no. I mean, I like that. I like that pressure. I like that. That was good for me. Like, that was, I enjoyed that kind of pressure. But it is fun to sit back and watch. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to see the heartbreak. I haven't dealt with that before in the Super Bowl, but I don't like to see it. You know what I'm saying? It sucks for the other players because you do put in so much work, and I know how hard it is to get there.
Yeah, you gotta feel for the other team.
Whoever loses, no matter if you are the favorite to win or if you're the underdog, like, I just feel bad because I don't know how. I don't.
What about the Falcon players? What do you say to them after? Like, damn, bro. What'd you?
I don't know what you say to them. I don't know, man. It's heartbreaking. You know what I'm saying? I just try not to look at none of them in the face.
LeGarrette, but what is like? So, what about like them not giving the ball to Marshawn, too, if that was you. If that's you, like, seriously, like, man, I'd be justified if he would have thrown a punch, I thought.
Yeah, nah, I'm with you on that.
Look, before we get you out here, it's Combine Week this week. And, man, I got to tell you, like, we got dudes on from the NFL Draft Bible, all this stuff. Bro, like, this stuff's like a video game now, man. Like, these kids, these safeties and stuff, they're running 4.3s, man. Like, DBs and safeties and stuff. Like, how freaking fast can this sport get right now, man? Like, what was your memory like of the Combine? And did it, you know, what was your memory of the Combine?
I mean, I had a good memory of the Combine. The only thing I wish I would have did differently is ran a little bit faster, 40. I think I ran like a 4.5 something. If I'd have ran that 4.4, I don't think it would have mattered. I think they would have drafted me for sure, 245 pounds, running the 4.4 40. My game speed was 4.4, but not that combine speed.
You were football fast. You were football fast. Hey, you ran track though, right? You were a track star in high school, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I was a track guy.
Yeah, big man was bringing it. All right, so, LeGarrette, it was great catching up with you, man. And we wanted to let people know LGSFeelGood.com is the website. LGSFeelGood, LG's Feel Good, but LGSFeelGood.com is the website. And as we stated, he's got gummies to help you sleep. He's got bombs to help you to recover, recovery rollover gels. There's something for everybody, women, children, you know, everybody, men, women, etc. LeGarrette, last act, bro. It was great catching up with you. I look forward to seeing you down the road. We'll see you on the media row next year. Let's definitely do this again, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, my man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me, man. It's always a pleasure, man. I appreciate that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 159, the Mightier 1090 in SoCal. ESPN Radio. The man that joins us right now needs little introduction. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion. He's a Pac-12 champion, and he's an overall badass, and he's also now an entrepreneur. The one and only LeGarrette Blount steps up and in. LeGarrette, it's always a pleasure, man. Great running into you on Media Row. It's great getting you on the Late Night Anger Management class. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me, man. Thanks a lot, boss.
Hey, listen, we're stoked to have you on the program, and I got to tell you what, I know you've done a lot of shows, man, over the last couple of weeks. You were working hard, including on my boy Pat McAfee's show. That was a great time, but you've landed on the right show. This is the right audience for you, and this is why we're so excited to have you on the program. So before we get into a little football talk, talk to me about the company. LG Feels Good, LGSFeelsGood.com is the website. And how much would it have helped you and other NFL players when you were playing at the time if you were able to use CBD oils to help heal instead of taking addictive, liver-destroying, body-killing painkillers that they dish out like they're Tic Tacs to people?
It could have made a huge difference because now that I know the effects of what CBD does and how effective it can be and how effectively it can help. It would have made a huge difference in my career. Also in a lot of other guys' careers that I played with. I didn't get introduced to it until later on in my career. But it was definitely a game changer for me. And who knows, you know, if I would have known you know, the effects of these throughout my entire career, that might have stretched me out a year or two, because I also am you know, an advocate for a healthier way of you know, dealing with pain and dealing with sleep deprivation and dealing with anxiety and stuff. I like that better than any kind of pill any day.
How did you deal with pain when you played? Were you resistant to it, like when they wanted to shoot you up or give you pills and stuff like that? Oh. How did you deal with it when you played?
Oh no, I definitely did. I definitely took the shots. I definitely took the pills, you know. But you know, as I got older and I started talking to more people, and they started telling me, you know, the side effects and the differences of the side effects of these pills long term, what they do to your body and what they do to your liver and what they do to, you know, everything. That's when I started getting more honed in and started learning more about this way of dealing with pain and you know, mental health and things like that. That's when I finally started really paying attention to it, because, you know, obviously I want to be healthy. You know, obviously I want to be around for my kids. Like, that's the things that all that make you think about those things.
Are you surprised to see? I think it's great progress, but we see the NCAA easing up on marijuana right now, the National Football League easing up on marijuana. If something's legal, bro, in like, you know, 30-plus states or whatnot, seems kind of ridiculous to be pinching grown men for this, right?
Right, right, 100%. And like I said, that's, you know, they made a huge step this year with laying back on the rule of how strict they were with when it comes to THC or you know, any other kind of way of dealing with pain and things like that. So they've come a long way, man. Because I mean, I'm pretty sure you, Kyle, and all you guys can, you know, attest to this, that, you know, they were not headed in this direction 2 years
ago. No, man, no.
You know, so, you know, they were still, you know, even a year ago, they were still suspending guys for you know, having what even of the smallest trace of it in them. You know, so that's why they've definitely taken the right steps. They're making the right leaps, and hopefully they look into my product, because I think mine is the best product on, you know, on the market, you know. And like I said, I made it with these guys in mind, but it's not only for professional athletes.
LeGarrette Blount, 3-time Super Bowl champion, kicking it with us. So what made you say, you know what, I'm not just going to, you know, use this for myself, but I'm going to get into business right now. And this is something that you're putting all of your effort into right now. So tell me about how LG's Feel Good came about, and how are you enjoying this journey right now compared to playing professional football?
I'm enjoying it a lot. I just love the fact that I could do something that I love, you know, that can, you know, still replace that feeling of playing football, because this is something that I hold true to my heart. I really believe in having mental health, and I really believe in having, you know, the tools and being able to deal with you know, things that it's technically, you know, like you said, you take pills for it most of the time. I just don't, you know, I'm a firm believer in that now. So, you know, that's what kind of replaces that feeling for me, is just knowing that I could, you know, educate people and tell people about this.
And there is a big difference, too, right, between THC and CBD oil. I think people should realize this. And you know what's crazy? They had this story on, and I didn't, like, look this up because, oh, you were coming on the show or anything. I just happened to see the story, and it was on CNN Health. Over a third of parents believe CBD and marijuana are the same. And, I think there's sort of a perception, and that's why I want to have you on the show, to get it out there. No, it isn't. It's, you know, it's far from the same, right? I mean, there are people that would never smoke a joint in their life that are using CBD oil.
100%. Yes, I agree. A lot of people think that they are the same. You know, whenever I, you know, for instance, I've told, you know, someone of you know, very, very high power and a lot, you know, a very high powered, high status type person about my company, and they were like, oh, so you're selling drugs. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, selling weed. You're selling weed, they thought. Exactly. Yeah, no, you're selling wellness products that are available in pharmacies.
Selling health. You know, I'm trying to give people a different way of dealing with it, you know, other than like you said, taking shots or taking this, you know, think about this. If you tell someone that you're dealing with these three things, they're going to give you three separate pills. If you tell someone you're dealing with pain, they're going to give you something for pain. If you tell them you're dealing with anxiety, they're going to give you something for anxiety. You tell them you're dealing with sleeping, they're going to give you something for sleeping. That's three different pills. Imagine taking three different pills a day for 2 weeks, you know, and imagine doing that for 10 years. There's guys that has done that from the time they got into the league until the time they left. They did that, you know. Think about the effects that's going to have on your body 10 years from now, 12 years from now, whatever, liver failure, like all these different things health-wise, you know. So that's why, you know, that's why I have my patches, my rollerball, and my style for pain, and I have my sleep gummies for people that have, you know, bad sleep patterns or, you know, any kind of sleep problems, and I have my anxiety drops, and these, none of these are pill form, and these all work tremendously well. And they are all 100% THC-free. So, again, that has nothing to do with CBD whatsoever, because I just gave you all of my products, and I just told you they're 100% THC-free.
Look, Garrett Blunt, educating people here. You've got to educate people on this stuff. You know, slowly but surely. You know, I saw Sidney Crosby, man. Sidney Crosby's as straight as they come, bro. This guy, like they won the Stanley Cup championship. He didn't drink. Like, literally doesn't drink. He's promoting CBD oil, right? He's saying, you know what? I told the commissioner, I told the league, it's great. You know what I mean? It's a great product. As we stated, it's straight. This guy's as straight as they come. So just for the record, as we talked about, LGSfeelgood.com is the website. You got the CBD. You got the gummy. The calming CBD tincture, repair balm, and the recovery rollover gel. This is just great for the common guy too that works out and stuff. Maybe got a sore back after LeGarrette.
Yeah, this is for a doctor that's been doing surgery all day. This is for a construction worker. This is for a stay-at-home mom. This is for a stay-at-home dad. This is for a waitress, waiter. This is I created the product with professional athletes in mind because I know we're big guys. You know, obviously you got to have, you know, background, and you got to have, you know, obviously these are see it to believe it type guys. So it's not limited to those guys though. This is for everyone in the world. Like, literally, I want everyone in the world to try this as an alternative for any kind of opioid, or if you're dealing with anything, even if you've never taken a pill before and you don't want to start, this is the way to go.
Look, Eric Blunt, kicker, was on a late night anger management class, as you can tell. Super cool dude that is all in right now on LGSfeelsgood.com. Check it out. And as we stated too, there's perception too. CBD, I know about THC. You know, we all know, and a lot of people even now, even people that think they know, they're like, oh, CBD. The CBD oil is like 1,000,000% like legal and stuff. As I was saying, Sidney Crosby is as straight as they come. And Sidney Crosby was talking about how, you know, he was telling Gary Bettman that, you know, same thing. That's the way to go, actually, that it's a great alternative for various healing. I see a lot of you in the chat. Checking it out right now. So thanks to LeGarrette Blunt for stepping up and kicking it with us. We've got Andrew McInnes throwing it down with us. And, you know, what time is it where McInnes is? He's like in a weird, isolated place. I think it's like 5 in the morning where he is. Late Night Anger Management Class. That's LGSfeelgood.com. LGSfeelgood.com. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Oh my God, like, what's the deal with this, like, TNT show? Like, how long is it? It's longer than our show. And this show's 180 minutes. Like, they're still on. They're still going. Like, right now. All right. Hey, listen, you can't say they're not earning their money right now. They're making D-Wade and Shaq, you know, they're making them work for it right now. I'm going to give them credit for that. Shaq can't figure out what camera to look at, but other than that, looks like, oh, they're finally coming to an end. That's what I love about this, their show. Like, it's kind of a weird time to come to an end. I think they knew Andrew McInnes was coming on Sports Rage. They're like, all right, it's time to end the TNT show. It's time. All right, it's over. McInnes, do we have McInnes? Is McInnes ready to go?
Morency.
What's going on, McInnes? You see that? TNT just ended the basketball. I was like, I swear to God, because this Laker game ended a while ago, right? The Laker game ended when we started the show. And I commented on D-Wade and how good he is on TV. And I said, man, this guy's got to be good at everything he does. And I look up right now, and I'm like, they're still going. I was like, what the hell? And they finally ended. It's kind of a bizarre time to end at 1:41 Eastern time in the morning. I think it's 6:30 a.m. where you are, but we appreciate you joining us. What's going on, McInnes? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Gabe. It's great to be here with you. And, yeah, I mean, they can only talk about that game so much. They had to realize that it was time to give out some NHL picks for tomorrow's card. So they closed their show down, and they're tuning into us.
I'm not going to call out anybody by name right now, but there's a dude on TV. He talks about hockey and stuff. He's got to – and listen, I'm not one to call out people's stuff, but you've got to up your suit game, bro. Like, even I've caught on, it's like, bro, like, you're wearing the same suit. Like, Cam Stewart wears the same golf shirt. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if I'm noticing this stuff, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, that's all. And the thing is, it's not a great suit to begin with, all right? It's not a great suit to begin with.
And
hey, I've got one.
They don't even dress themselves, Gabe. They don't even dress themselves half the time.
Yeah, they are. They are. They do. They have makeup people, but they're dressing right. Themselves. Right? Evidently, they don't have a no. They're, trust me, if there was a wardrobe consultant, this guy would have been warned a long time ago. You see how I am, McInnes? This is a network I don't even work for. I don't even work for this network, and I'm looking at this guy, and I know him too. So whatever. So I'm just looking. That's why I noticed right now. I'm like, come on, dude. They like, buy
you
a couple.
Must
of,
wear it a lot if you notice.
Yeah, I'm like, buy a couple of blazers, bro. Like, yeah, like I got one blazer only. I got one, but it's a nice one. Calvin Klein. Like, I've got one blazer, and you know what? It's high class. It's better than this guy's suit. But I'm just saying, I don't want to call the guy out, but I'm just stating he's got to mix it up.
I'm not gonna lie,
bit.
Morency. I'm kind of dying to know who this is, but I guess we'll never know.
Well, if you have a good eye for fashion, you just got to watch. You'll figure it out. And listen, I don't even think guys should be wearing suits. So I'm not calling people out. I'm not wearing any suit. I don't think people should be wearing suits. I think it's stupid. The people who wear suits, they think it makes them, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at every most popular, the whole suit thing. No one cares about the suit stuff. And in fact, no one even trusts people in suits. Like, honestly. It's like you're better off wearing a hoodie. People will trust you more in a sweatshirt than they will a suit. That's my television advice for the executives out there that didn't ask for it. All right, McInnes. So, how'd you do tonight? How'd you do in the National Hockey League? How'd your bets go tonight?
That was a pretty good night. 4-2. So I'll take that. Hit some good in-game wagers. Unfortunately, I did have my Canadians. I've been riding them out on their streak, but. Crazy game there. Just an unbelievable game from start to finish. Good game. I really liked that Bruins and Ducks over 5.5 game. Bruins been playing some good hockey, but a tough spot for them on their road trip. Ducks get the best of them, 4-3. And that Devils game, man, I had the over. Ride the Devils overs all day long. It got juiced up almost to 7. That team has talent, but they give up a lot of goals as well. So what about you? How was your night?
I don't know. I haven't even really looked yet, to be honest. I think it was all right. It wasn't terrible. I mean, it wasn't great. I'm looking right now. Yeah, it wasn't great, actually. I was on the short end of a couple of props on the way out, evidently. I'm looking right now. Not what I would like. But not disastrous. In fact, out of spite, I think I'm going to get it back right now. Speaking of baseball, there's no Major League Baseball. I'm going to jump in on this right now, guys. Under 7.5 in the Chiba Lotte Marines and the Oryx Buffaloes. Oh, it's 8.5 now, even better. They just scored. They made it up to 5. It's Exhibition Japanese League, McInnes. Hey, you bet on the KBO a couple of years ago when there was a pandemic. Oh, wait, I better wait. This is a triple. I'm going to wait this out. You bet on the KBO when there was a pandemic, but then last year you were a poser. I called you out. I remember calling you out for it. You didn't bet it. No, you abandoned it. You're basically like a dude that was like, you know, your girlfriend was out of town, or you're like, oh, hey, I love you, honey. And then the second something came along better, you turned your back. So that's why I don't even think you're allowed to go back to the KBO this year.
I was the exact opposite of a poser, and I'll tell you why. Every single person in the world was calling themselves out of nowhere a KBO better. I decided me and Smokin' Dave Koken were going to do a show together. We did a show Monday to Friday.
I was doing it 20 years ago. All right, settle down. I've been betting on the Korean League a long time.
We broke the games down, though. We were actually talking about it, and then when I decided I wasn't going to focus on it, if I'm not going to put my energy into it, I'm not going to give out picks on it. So, yeah.
No, I think you weren't real. You didn't go back to it.
Maybe.
Yeah, now you're going to go back to it, right? So you're, like I said, it's only there for like... Like I don't bet only on the CFL if the NFL's on strike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying. Every one of our guests, this guy, it's like poor Kurtz with his roller hockey. It's not hockey. It's roller hockey.
Referee that? I always hear you talking about that with Kurtz. Does he referee that?
He referees roller hockey. I don't know what kind of psychopaths play in a roller hockey league where they need referees, to be honest.
What's going on in that league? I want to know what's going on in that league.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I feel bad. I hope he's doing it.
Have a fight, Gabe.
Nah, but I feel bad. I feel like I'm talking about him on his back or something. But it's nothing I would say. Like, the worst, though, was, like, for 2-3 years, like, 4 years, 5 years, like, even, all right? Like, 5 years, all right? Like, he'd talk about, like, on Mondays and Wednesdays or whatever, like, I got to go ref a hockey game. And he'd tell us that he was a ref and stuff like that. And then I asked him one day, I said, what rink are you going to anyways in the summertime? I said to him, what rink anyways, right? And in New York, he said, oh, it's roller. And like, for 5 years, man, I thought he was talking about ice hockey. I said, you got to differentiate the difference. I think you have to differentiate the difference. Just like we have to differentiate the difference between a diehard KBO fan and yourself. Right? That's what I'm saying. Yes.
You're right.
See how I exposed it? I was pretty arrogant. Just stating. You and Kurtz.
The guest flaw. You're exposing me. You're just stating facts.
No, I'm not exposing you. I'm not exposing you. not exposing you. All right. So overnight NHL. Numbers right now, right here. All I see is Ovechkin, Alexander Ovechkin. What the hell's going on? FanDuel's got a bunch of Ovechkin props. Screw Ovechkin. All right, let's get to the overnight games here. As I stated, though, earlier in the week, Ovechkin's lost all goodwill as far as, like, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Like, that's... And, you know, even before, it kind of pissed people, you know what I mean? It would upset the Don Cherries of the world. But now it's just, now it's going to be completely different. Like, and even Wayne Gretzky speaking up and stuff like that. Right? Like, you know, Wayne Gretzky speaking up now. So let's get to the first game up here. Toronto Maple Leafs, -425. Against the Buffalo Sabres. Wow. Massive number here, McInnes. You laid a puck line. Underdog. What are you looking at here?
Definitely a massive number here with the Maple Leafs. First and foremost, if I would ever in my life look towards doing anything with the Buffalo Sabres, I'll tell everybody just to look at props for that top line. Look for Tage Thompson. Look for, you know, Alex Tuch, shots on goal, or, you know, get a point. Something like that. Just take some props with the Buffalo Sabres. Don't count on that team to do anything for you as far as winning goes. But I'm looking at under 6.5 in this game here, Gabe. Buffalo has struggled to score for the most part.
Interesting.
They've certainly, you know, been allowing goals. Don't get me wrong. But to me, the defensive struggles we've seen from the Maple Leafs and goaltending issues, I just kind of see this one as a get-right defensive-type game here for them after they played in some pretty wild games, you know, 10-7, a 5-3. I just think we're going to see a low-scoring, more of a dry game than some might expect. You know, I think people are going to line up to bet on Leafs to just blow Buffalo out. I think we might see a sneaky under 6.5 here.
All right, so speaking of totals, let's talk about this St. Louis Blues game against the Blue Shirts. The Blues versus the Blue Shirts. St. Louis Blues against the New York Rangers. And the Rangers have been a strong team this year, 33-15-3-2 on the season. But they've also been a money team to the under as well, 33-18 to the under on the season. We got a total of 5.5 in this game. Yeah, you look at the St. Louis Blues, and they play to the over at times for the most part, especially on the road this year. The Rangers coming off that 5-2 loss to the Canucks on Sunday night. And you know what? They lost, actually. They lost 1-0 to Pittsburgh as well, coming off that 4-1. Well, they were fired up for that cap game, weren't they? They lost the next two after that. What do you think about this one against the Blues?
Well, definitely, you know, a tale of two different teams right now. Obviously, just a two-game losing streak, but I think the Rangers do want to get back at it. And the St. Louis Blues are going to be a tough team to do it. You know, second-best record in the West. I've made a vow to myself, Gabe, that I cannot ever take, you know, not ever, but for the most part, I can't take overs in games that involve Igor Shesterkin. The numbers he's putting up are unbelievable. This guy is doing so well. Some of the numbers that we're seeing from him and goal save above average. You know, I'm not usually a stats guy, Gabe, on the show with you, but some of the stuff that he's doing is just unbelievable here. I know it's a 5.5, but unless, you know, both teams are undisciplined and they go to the box quite a bit, I think we could see a low-scoring battle here. One thing that does worry me, St. Louis has a road trip ahead of them, you know, that's going to continue after this one. They're in the midst of one right now. And sometimes I do think the longer you get into a road trip, you could start seeing more sloppy hockey. But we've actually seen some pretty good defensive hockey out of the Blues recently as well, you know, coming off that shutout like we were talking about, and taking care of things on their own end as well. So I think the under 5.5 is a good play in this game, but slight lean to the home team.
All right, we're up against it. On the other side, we'll get to the Los Angeles Kings, who got smashed by the Boston Bruins. We'll see what McKinnis thinks, how they bounce back against the Dallas Star team that's starting to play a little bit better, actually. Everybody's always negative on the Stars, but they're not as bad as people make them out to be. They are underachievers, and we have the Predators and Kraken. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, McKinnis asked me, you know, how I did tonight. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I sort of just look after. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I did great, but I don't think I did bad. It was just one of those. I really didn't know. I didn't really think about it, McKinnis. Like, I bet a lot too, and I was like, you know, I was sort of watching the game and stuff. And then when you asked me, I hit refresh, and I hit refresh again. And I sort of got like a little bit upset. I was like, man, what the hell's going on here? And then I clued in. I just started thinking. I'm like, so why? What's up here? Like, I didn't lose a ton, but I'm like, I lost money. I'm like, why? Then I just realized, I'm like, yeah, man, LeBron James. I had LeBron James over 28.5. Whatever, dude. He got 26. I had Luka Doncic over 30.5, 31.5, 30.5, and he got to 25 or whatever it was. That did not help. And I think I lost the Mobley prop tonight with USC in the late night hours. Mathurin hits, though. Mathurin gets it done. All right, LA Kings. You talked about the Bruins going back-to-back. So last night, the Bruins beat down the Kings. Now the Kings are in a Lone Star State against Dallas on Wednesday night. What do you think of the matchup, L.A. Kings versus the Dallas Stars? Who you got in this matchup, McKinnis? Or what's your overnight lean? I don't want to put you on the spot here. Dallas Stars minus 150.
Yeah, give me the Dallas Stars here. I'll probably end up playing them in regulation or look at a half-bet money line, half-bet puck line here. You know, one thing I've tried to improve on my handicapping this year in the NHL, Gabe, is forecasting plays, looking at schedules for teams. Last week, my buy-on team were the LA Kings. You know, during that great stretch where they played Arizona twice, an Anaheim team, an Islanders team. Their schedule is not great this week, and I'm going to fade them this week after I had success with them last week. The Dallas Stars, like you talked about before the break, they're a better team people say they are. Give me the Stars.
All right, so you don't have to hang around for 2.5 minutes for the sports update and stuff. 30 seconds, Nashville, Seattle. What do you think?
Over 5.5, Nashville, Seattle game. Thanks a lot, man.
Hey, well done. Well done, Andrew McKinnis. WagerTalk.com. Thanks, McKinnis. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.